Hi, and welcome to Vibrant Living Radio. We take health to a holistic new level. I'm your host, Lori Bain, and I'm excited to share this new podcast with you. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about harmonious living practices and give you some green living tips. First, a little information about me. I've been studying healthy living for a number of years now, and I've been blessed to have such a wonderful family and community to support me. With my husband, Chris, we've gotten into some practices like vegetarianism and veganism, Ayurvedics, yoga, breath work. That's just a little taste of where we've been, and there'll be more to come. I've met some of the most amazing people on the planet, the real movers and shakers of our society. And these people have inspired me to live in alignment with my desires, just to live life from the heart. And that's what this podcast is about. Holistic living and conscious living. It's all about living life from the heart and doing what feels good. So a little bit about the terminology that I'm using here, harmonious or holistic living or vibrant living, it's all really the same to me. I know it may seem a little out there. Some people are not familiar with the terminology. For me, it means living life in accordance with what's healthy for my mind, body, spirit. And there's times where I even go into the planet, universe, and beyond. So following that, I have a few practices, one of which I'm going to share with you today, and it's something really simple. It's breathing. And let's just take a look at how we breathe. Normally in our society, we tend to breathe pretty shallowly. I don't tend to get the full spectrum of breath. And when we get stressed out, we breathe even less. It becomes a short panting-like breathing, and we get into this fight or flight mode, and so that just creates more tension. So to start off, what I'd like to ask you all to do is just take a nice deep breath, and while you're just breathing in that beautiful air in and out, just be aware of your body, feel the sensations in your body. I'll just give you a quick moment, just feel those sensations. Take another deep breath. Yeah, okay, now that we're all in a slightly greater sense of ease, let's just talk a little bit more about this practice. So what happens when we breathe? We're bringing in more oxygen, and oxygen is very vital to the body. It's very healthy to bring in oxygen. We all know what happens when we stop breathing. So let's just breathe again. Just keep taking in nice, deep breaths. And what I found that this does for me is it actually brings me into my body, also into the present. And when I'm in the present, I'm not thinking about the stress that just happened a few months ago. I'm thinking about being right here, right now. And when I get that greater sense of ease, I can create something new. So next time you find yourself in somewhat of a stressful situation or you just want to feel a little bit better, just take in three or so deep breaths and connect with your body. And then make the choice from where you are right there of creating whatever it is that you want to create. So I have some exciting things to share with you, and one of them is green living. And what is green living? It's basically the same thing as harmonious living or holistic living. It's living in accordance with, you know, the natural laws of the universe, these laws of nature. And for me, that's about living in respect with Mother Nature. I found that Mother Nature has provided me with so many beautiful gifts. It's so easy to just, you know, go into an apple orchard and have an apple fall off into your hand. I mean, what a beautiful gift. So I've looked to nature for inspiration, and I've found a few things that I'm going to share with you on each podcast that is going to be about green living and a few healthier things you can add into your daily lives. So I'm going to talk about the wonderful uses of lemon. Not only does it smell amazing, but lemon can be used in so many ways. Most of us will use it in the form of like a lemonade. We'll put lemon in water and that tastes great, and it's a nice cleanser. And I use lemon for a few other things that may be a little unconventional to what we're used to. I've also found that in other countries, it's actually quite common, these practices. I found this out after I started doing this. So one thing is using lemon as deodorant. So just slice a piece off, rub it under your arms. If you work in an office and you need a little refresher, head down to the cafeteria and you can surely get lemon there. And most places that you go out to lunch, just ask them for a slice of lemon. And when you get an opportunity, just rub it on. It's a nice refresher. I also sometimes will take some lemon and put it on a wet napkin and just put it on my skin. And it's a nice little refresher too. I'll use lemon in my house. Now I need to start off here by saying, if you're using lemon on glass, then straight lemon I'm talking about, diluted even, I wouldn't even recommend it for glass that is exposed to sunlight, because the sunlight will actually dry it out and cause the glass to crack if it's got lemon on it. So in those cases, you know, if you're using lemon, just stay away from that glass that's exposed to the sunlight. And you can use things like vinegar, and there's lots of other ways of cleaning glass, and I'll tell you about that in future podcasts. So let's get back to lemon. I will wash the dishes with it, just slice off a piece and use it like a sponge. I'll clean surfaces, I'll add it to water and use that as a cleaning solvent. And one of the best things that I've found, one of the best uses, is using it to wash my hair and my body. So what I do is I use the whole lemon. See, I need to interject here for a minute and just explain something about that. Using the whole lemon and looking at life from a holistic approach is very much the same. Mother Nature has provided us with everything that we need in the entire packages that are out there, including our body. So looking at it from that perspective, the entire lemon has quite a few great purposes that we can use it for. The lemon itself, the juice in it, is a great cleanser, and the oils that are in the skin of the lemon will actually be a great form of conditioner. So what I do is I'll take a whole lemon and the entire thing, don't just take out the parts, just put it all in a blender with some water, makes it a little easier to grind it up. If you have to, maybe chop it in quarters. And then I'll take that juice and pour it into a sprout bag over a bowl. So the bowl collects the juice that comes out and the sprout bag will collect all of the pieces. I can even use a cloth and then just pour it into the middle of the cloth and ball it up and tie it with a rubber band. So I'll take that cloth or the sprout bag and I'll use it as a washcloth. And I'll take the bowl, add some more water to it, dip my hair in it, and I'll get all that great qualities that I was just talking about. The lemon cleanses and the oil act as a conditioner, sort of. And I'll just run a brush through my hair. I'll clean my whole body with the cloth. And it just feels really good to me. I've found that it takes about a week or two before my hair balances out, especially when I just start this and when I'm changing climates. So something to keep in mind that it can take a little while depending on the processes that your hair has gone through and how used to it it is with, you know, conventional shampoo and conditioner. So just giving yourself the opportunity. That being said, I'd like to talk a little bit more to you about my reasoning for creating this podcast. One reason is because I'm joining another podcast, and I'll talk about that in future podcasts, but this is really a way of me getting that started. So I feel it's really important to connect with my community, and you who are listening to this are my community. So in order to connect with you, I'm going to get very real and talk to you about my experience and introduce you to new people, people that you may not necessarily know about, but they're pretty amazing people. So I'm going to introduce you to these people. I'll tell you about my experiences. I'll share everything. And what I would love in return is for you to do the same. Just go on the podcast or send me an email. Let me know what you think about it. Give me your feedback. If you have some experiences with cleaning with green, let me know. I'd love to share that. Now, if you put it up on the podcast in the comment section, everyone else who listens to the podcast can listen to, can read that information too. So we can all share with each other. Because although I'm the one talking on this podcast is not about me. It's about all of us. So thank you so much for being here with me for podcast number one. I appreciate your listening, and I look forward to talking to you again in the very near future. Thank you. Peace and carrots.